Joining us on the program, happy to have with us the Senate Republican leader, Senator John Braun. Good afternoon, Senator. Appreciate your time this afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
So, Senator, I'm sure a number of people around the state of Washington have heard the word redistricting, whether it's in their local community or hearing about it statewide. Tell us a little bit about redistricting, how frequently it is done, and who is involved in the process.
You bet. And so this is something that only happens every 10 years. So not surprisingly, people will sometimes forget about it in the interim. But after each census, we come back and each state, and Washington included, will adjust our congressional districts and our legislative districts based on the results of that census, based on where the population has grown or shrunk. And in Washington, we actually have a really, in some ways, a nation-leading program. It's a bipartisan process where there's two Republicans and two Democrats nominated by the Republican and Democrat caucuses in the House, State House and the State Senate. And they each have one vote, and whatever the final decision is has to have at least 3 out of 4 votes. So it takes a bipartisan effort to get this done. It's pretty transparent. There's public meetings around the state that allow individuals to get involved, and we could talk about that, but I encourage folks to get out there, at least listen. That's covering their part of the state and share their opinion.
Now, Senator Braun, for those that are interested in being involved in the process, how can they be, particularly at this point where while we feel like we're a little bit more open, we're not completely open yet, and I'm sure there's a lot of this stuff that's not necessarily happening in person.
Yeah, that's a good question. So what you want to do is folks go to the website redistricting.wa.gov, redistricting.wa.gov, and that lays out a schedule for public meetings. And as you suggest, the meetings right now are not in person; they're virtual via Zoom. And many of us, most of us, probably have been working on Zoom or Teams or whatever your virtual meeting program of choice is, and so you're used to it, and you can participate right from your kitchen table. Hopefully, as we get more and more open. In the next couple months, we'll have in-person meetings as well around the state. But it's happening right now, and you can do it right on your computer. You can listen. You can provide public testimony if you choose to. And all you do is go to redistricting.wa.gov. In fact, we have a couple meetings this Saturday to cover the 1st and the 4th congressional districts.
We're talking with Senator John Braun. He is the Senate Republican leader representing the 20th district here on the Bottom Line News Radio 610 KONA.
Senator Braun, I know that a lot of people, especially east of the mountains, are already concerned that their voice is not heard as much as maybe they would like. Whenever you start talking about redistricting, it's like fingernails on a chalkboard to some people because they feel like they're potentially going to lose even more of their voice, in this case, Olympia. How would you address those folks with those concerns?
Well, I think it's important that they get involved. I mean, yes, we don't always get our way in politics in our state. That's just a fact of life. But if we expect to have influence, we have to be involved. In redistricting, the best way to get involved is to call in, listen, and speak. And my message is simple. We want competitive districts around the state, right? We don't want districts that are 65-35 and either always going to stay Republican or always going to stay Democrat. We want districts that if you get out there and work hard, listen to your constituents, and represent them well in Olympia, you can get elected regardless of your party. And then it puts it back on us as the individual parties to find the best candidate who really does the best job for that district. I think that's the right thing for our state and, frankly, will make us more competitive around the state.
For those that may not be aware of the process, I know that you said it's based on census data. Is the redistricting, I guess, more reactive to the latest census numbers, or does it ever take into account projections for certain areas, growth of an area or shrinkage of an area down the line?
Well, it does in a sense. So when we're done, hopefully at the end of this year, we would be done at the end of this year, one way or the other. It's based on the current census data based on the census that was done last year. So in that sense, it's a little behind the times because, you know, people are moving constantly in and out of the state, around the state, as you can imagine. But that's part of the job of the commissioners is to think not only about what that number says right now, but where the likely growth is. And it's kind of part of the strategy to build districts that you think that can be successful in the future. So when they're done, it'll be based on the numbers, the census from 2020. But the thinking and how they're shaped, I think, will take into account, you know, the expected changes over the future. Although I'd say that's sometimes hard to predict. I mean, if you go back to 2010, most of the growth in Washington State was in the rural areas. In 2020, just the opposite. Most of the growth in the state was actually in the urban areas, mostly in the central Puget Sound. So some of the future, you know, projections are sometimes, you know, there's some inaccuracy there, or some uncertainty, I should say.
Now, we're talking with the Senate Minority Leader, John Braun, here on The Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA.
Of course, Senator Braun, when redistricting and projections, speculation come up, you usually get things all over the board. There's been rumors that there could be a loss of a district in Washington State, that there could be some significant movements of lines that would put things in favor of one party over another when it's all said and done. With what you have seen thus far with the numbers, is there anything to some of that speculation that a district could be lost or a district could be merged with another one, that lines are going to move so significantly that it could wind up putting things, for lack of a better term, gerrymandering it in favor of one party to another?
Well, I think, first of all, I think gerrymandering is always something we should guard against. That doesn't serve any of our long-term interests. That said, you know, we aren't going to get the final census numbers, unfortunately, because of some of the delays related to COVID until September. We have the preliminary numbers now, and what we know right now is we're not going to lose a congressional district. We didn't gain enough to gain a congressional district, but we are definitely not losing a congressional district. And then, of course, at the legislative district level, the state legislature, you know, we always have 49 districts. It's just a matter of how many people are in those districts. Now, what we do know is the preliminary data says we lost more, you know, I shouldn't say lost. There's more growth in population on the west side than the east side. So there'll be at least probably one district, east side district, that shifts a little bit to the west and may come over the mountains a little bit. And there's only really one or maybe two logical places for that to happen. Otherwise, you know, the rules are pretty clear that we're supposed to do the best job we can to maintain logical geographic, you know, separation. So that's going to be a hard one. There will be a district that shifts a little bit west because of the shift in population, but the same number of districts, same number of legislative districts, same number of congressional districts as we have right now.
We're talking with Senator John Braun. He is the Senate Republican leader from the 20th District here on The Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA. Senator Braun, you mentioned this Saturday there are going to be some meetings regarding the 4th Congressional District, which happens to be our backyard. What are you seeing? What are you hearing about any kind of impact to the 4th Congressional District in any of the data you've got thus far?
I really don't think that you'll see a big difference. I think what you might see is some shifting between the 4th and the 8th. But I don't think, frankly, I don't think you're going to see much at the congressional district level. I think the bigger impact will be at the legislative district level. And here's the challenge. It varies a lot because of just sheer density. When you have, you know, so population density, sometimes the lines have to move more in a rural area to make up for this pop because the density is just lower, where if it's an urban area, a smaller move might pick up or lose the right number of people. So I don't think there's one magic answer. But that said, I really don't think overall folks around the state are going to see a lot of difference in their congressional districts, whether it's in the 4th or in other ones.
And being the 4th is going to be a topic of discussion this Saturday. Roughly, do you know what time that meeting is going to kick off? And again, for people that would be interested in attending, where they can go to be a part.
Yeah, you bet. So the meeting for the fourth congressional district is going to be from 10 a.m. to noon on Saturday the 5th. And if you go to redistricting.law.gov, you can register to log into that and listen or provide public testimony. And again, if you're, you know, my view is we as a state, regardless of your party, ought to be looking for as many competitive districts as possible. That's the right answer for our state.
Senator John Braun, Senate Republican leader, 20th District. Before we let you go, Senator, I want to ask you a question regarding reopening. We know that the governor has said the end of this month is when he's targeting. He's put a couple parameters on that. We also know that word today is that Washington is in one of the top tiers as far as vaccination overall in the country. The Senate Republicans have again reached out to the governor and asked him to speed up this reopening process. Do you believe that we are at a point now where most Washingtonians have taken advantage of the opportunities in front of them and we just need to get on with life?
Well, you know, I have been clear. I think we should be reopening sooner, not later. I think to the extent there needs to be any government in involvement, I think it should be done at the local level. The county health departments are well qualified to provide guidance to their areas, and I think can respond more appropriately and more individually to their citizens. So I think that's true. I think it's even more true as we get better. We get more and more vaccines out there. And I think I want to be careful what I say there. I'm personally pro-vaccine. I think it's the right answer. I also think we should be very respectful of folks as they make that very personal and individual decision. But I think that said, We're doing well across the state, and there's more and more evidence that we ought to be reopening and relying. And I've said this frankly from the beginning: is we should trust individuals around the state to do the right thing for themselves, their families, their community, their coworkers. I think that we're just better off trusting people. Trying to coerce people into doing this is not effective and won't lead to a safer workspace or community. By doing that, it's just not the way to lead our state. And I think we've seen good examples around the country of folks that have done this instead of coercing, but by example and by education, that's the right way to do it.
Senator Braun, when the governor made his announcement regarding June 30th, he also put a caveat on that he is not going to lift the state of emergency. Hence, his emergency powers will still be in effect. What is it going to take for this, quote, state of emergency to come to an end and for this for these emergency powers to also come to an end?
That's a great question. A source of much frustration for me and many others. I mean, and exasperated by the fact that the Democratic majority refused to put any additional limitations on emergency powers of the governor. Look, our emergency powers statutes, by and large, were put in place years ago, and nobody thought of a 15-month emergency or pandemic. We thought of a 30-day or a 60-day. That's what they thought of. And for that reason, didn't involve the legislature and allow public representation as much as it should. So I think one of two things are going to have to happen. Either the legislative majorities are going to have to address emergency power statutes and make them more representative of the people around the state, or the people are going to weigh in via the initiative process and change those. I think that's what it's going to take. The governor, unfortunately, and I try hard not to question his motives, but he's gotten a little bit too used to ruling by executive proclamation. That's not the way. That's just not the way our state was designed. It's not the way our country is designed. It's not the right thing for Washingtonians or Americans.
And so the way it sits right now, Senator Braun, the governor can reopen the state on June 30th, not lift the state of emergency, and with a snap of his fingers can be able to enact anything under his emergency powers to send us backwards or change the course that we're on.
That's right. That's right. I said disappointingly, the Senate and the House state Democratic majorities flat out refused to address any kind of emergency powers reform. And just make this clear, what was proposed was in no way, you know, one-sided. It was very bipartisan. We are still in the minority. Even if you involve the state House and the state Senate, we're still outnumbered. It was just a matter of involving the legislative branch, making sure the people's representatives had a chance to weigh in on things like reopening and the many other things that have been dealt with via proclamation over the last 15 months. It's the wrong way forward, and I think it will change. It's disappointing that it didn't get changed during the last session.
Senator John Braun, he is the Senate Republican leader from the 20th District. We appreciate your time this afternoon, sir. Thank you for the information regarding redistricting, and hopefully we talk to you again in the future.
Thanks for having me on. It's good talking to you. Have a good day.